When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Breach, it's time to talk netball. Little bit of Hannah Montana there, Roach. Best of both worlds. That's what we get. We get to play Hannah Montana and speak to Hannah Petty, captain of the T-Birds. Hello, Han.
Hello. I love the intro.
Well, we love you. That's why we did it. Were you a fan of Hannah Montana?
I was. It used to be my Sunday morning ritual before netball at home. I used to watch it every time.
Here's a little bit more for you. All righty. Well, it didn't help you bloody last week, did you? First round, you win by one goal, and then you lose by a goal to the Melbourne Vixens. A close one.
Yeah, it was. It was a hard loss, actually. I much prefer winning by one goal than losing by one goal. But, I mean, we put everything out on the court. We've got some real focuses going into this week, but the Vixens were just better than us on the night, unfortunately.
Well, to use that line, there's a fine line between pleasure and pain. What was the difference between winning by one goal and losing by one goal?
Oh, look, I think it come down to the simple execution. I think this week we didn't nail the little moments earlier in the game, and it led up to the last moment, the last 40 seconds, and Vixens were able to hold on to the ball and starve us of it. And that was the difference in the end. But realistically, it was probably a lot of moments, especially in the two-point time, which we didn't nail. And we've gone away and already started nailing that this week in preparation for Lightning.
So you've had two games now. What have you noted about how the opponents deal with the defending champs?
Oh, look, they come out firing. We're the people that are being hunted this year. And I mean, that we've already seen some game plan change-ups that we've had to adapt. And I think the biggest thing is we just need to be comfortable in ourselves. We've been playing with a lot of freedom at training, and that's what we need to do on the court. We stick to our processes, and when we do that, we're really successful. But when we go away from that, that's where our errors start to creep in.
So you're on the road again. This time you're heading up the Sunshine Coast. You take on the Lightning. Do the girls enjoy the travel, the away games? Is it a novelty or is it hard work?
Oh, we love going up to the sunny coast. I love doing it in July when it's freezing here in Adelaide. It's nice and warm up there. But, yeah, I mean, away trips, especially at the start of the season, are really good for team culture and team building. And come the end of the season, it's a bit harder. But, I mean, we got to know what we're doing. And we're lucky this year. We've got a lot of home games coming up in the second half. So we are enjoying the away trips early.
Now, Han, what's going on with Netball Australia, to name aside the Lightning, when we have the Adelaide Lightning here in another code?
I know. It's a bit disappointing, but hey, I mean, Adelaide Lightning are better than Sunshine Coast Lightning, in my opinion, and Laura Sherry, and she's come to join Adelaide Thunderbird instead of staying up with the Sunny Coast Lightning, so she thinks the same thing.
Oh, look, you are a South Aussie icon through and through, and so will your brother be next year. He plays tonight, actually. Will you be watching that game?
Hello.
I unfortunately won't be. I'm going to the Live Golf opening party.
Ooh, so
phone. But we'll see how we go. See if it's worth rewatching tomorrow.
Well, I might catch up with you and have a Coca-Cola tonight, all right? So I'll be down there as well. It'll be huge.
That's great.
Hey, tell us about the Lightning. They've had one win so far out of their two games, but where'd they finish last year?
Yeah, so they finished outside the top four last year, but they've got some new recruits this year, and they've been impressive in their first game and got dismantled last week. So we've been watching what West Coast Fever did against them to be successful, and we're trying to implement a little bit of that. But I think they were my team that I had it to watch this year and thought that their recruiting was outstanding. But definitely know that we can break down their attack end and have had real success in the past, so we look to do that again.
Now, is Ed's sister, Laura Sheeran, is she taking on her old side this week?
She is. So I definitely hope we get the win for her. And I think she'll be pretty nervous, but we'll wrap our arms around her and this one will definitely be for Shez, and getting one over the old team will be our focus.
Yeah, and sorry for the dad joke, but is it pronounced Sheeran?
Sheeran.
Oh, is it really? Sheeran. That's the first time I've ever said it. Called a Sheeran. Laura Sheeran. Apologies to Laura. How's the coach been this year?
She's been great. I mean, she's coming with some fresh ideas, and I think this week's all been about going back to basics, and that's Tanya 101. If we nail the basics, everything else can flow from there, and that's what we've gone back to, and that's what we've needed to. But she's been pretty relaxed. She's got her little tricks and an event calendar this year as our theme, rather than the soldiers that were last year. So, she's coming out with something new, which is exciting for us to learn.
That's fair enough. Because if you stand still, everyone rides the wave beyond you. So how much has she changed it up?
Yeah, and just quickly on that, for those that don't know, Tanya Obst is the coach. She has enormous Port Adelaide heritage. Yes. How many times does she go to the well and reference Port Adelaide?
Oh, any time that she can reference Port, she definitely gets it in there, and how much she loves them. Any new player that comes in, if they don't follow the AFL, they've got no choice but to be a support supporter, which is unfortunate for the rest of us.
I love it. And look,
so how much has she changed it up?
Oh, she definitely has. I mean, last year she said that was our foundation last year, and we need to build on that. And with new players in the team as well, we all bring different strengths and weapons. So it's about bringing them each game and how we can bring each other's weapon out on court, rather than worrying too much about what the opponent's doing. And if we do that, then that means that we're probably shutting down their strengths.
Generalisation, but we say coaches fit into one of two categories. They either put defence first, or they go all out attack and don't care how much is leaked at the back. Where does Tanya fit?
Well, she did say in a team meeting this week that she was a goalie and she loves the glory that the goalies bring. So she probably sits there, but we know that defence wins premierships. So that's where I sit, but she's all about the glory of the attackers.
Okay. And in the AFL, the Anzac round is one of the biggest rounds on the calendar. In the netball world, do you pay your respects to the Anzacs?
Yeah, we definitely do. We have an Anzac ceremony before each game this weekend, and thanking everyone that served for this country to be the way it is. And we want to pay our respect the same way that the footy does. Yes, it's not on the big stage that they get, but we need to do it in our own special way with netball and say thank you for the luck that we have now, because it definitely may not have been like this. So, we definitely will pay our respects and thank them for everything they've done.
Anything special for the uniform?
No, unfortunately, we don't get a new uniform or anything like that. So we'll just be in the away kit. But, the footy Guernseys look outstanding, and hopefully one day netball will be able to do the same thing.
Yeah. All right, Hannah, behave tonight. We wish you all the very best on Saturday afternoon. The game starts at 4:30 Adelaide time at UniSC Arena. We'll be watching that one after watching the Crows demolish the Kangaroos, hopefully. Have a great night tonight, Han, and on the weekend as well.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Yay!